everybody. Welcome to the Paranormal Peeps podcast. We have a great show lined up for you guys today. And let's go around the table, see who we have here. To my left,
Jamie.
And Elisa.
And I'm Josh. And I just want to thank everybody for coming back and listening to us. And we're going to get started with our wonderful topic tonight.
Today we are talking about the Island of the Dolls. So here on this single acre, which houses three huts and a crowd of decaying dolls, locals swear they see ghosts and hear shadows talking. It is, they believed, cursed, and the Island of the Dolls is a small island in Mexico City that takes about 2 hours by boat to get there, and it's said to be haunted. It's covered in dolls, which are said to be possessed by the spirits of dead children. Visitors of the island have reported hearing strange noises and seeing dolls move on their own. So, I'll give you kind of a history of this island. So, the Island of the Dolls was, for centuries before this, a place to disappear. And during this time, during the time of Cortez, many people fled there to Xochimilco and hid on the canals. A lot of the people were women and children hiding from the conquistadors, and many women killed themselves rather than be caught and raped by the Spanish.
That is absolutely awful.
That's horrific.
Terrible. I mean, I don't blame the women.
I don't either.
No.
I would rather just die than have that kind of life.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm sure the conquistadors, after all of what they were going to do to these women, were just going to kill them anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, just be tortured before then.
Yeah.
It's not a way to live.
No. I'd rather die by my own hand than by that of another.
Oh, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So Mexico City was originally an island in a volcanic lake surrounded by the Sierra Madre Mountains. The Aztec Empire from about 1300 BC to 1521 BC was the first to start developing the area. So they were building a system of man-made islands and a canal system for the farmers to navigate them. So they would have all these vegetation that they would pile up into piles and create these little islands that in which they would farm on. And it's got to be super amazing dirt to be able to have these farms on there. And great compost and all of that, right?
Yeah.
So they had lots of different types of things that they were growing. So now let's talk about Don Julian Santana Barrera. Now, he's the man that we're going to be talking about tonight. And he started the Island of the Dolls. But before that, he was living with his wife and his child. And he was kind of like a priest or a teacher in the church. And he started getting these weird thoughts about his religion and had these crazy ideas and beliefs. And because of his beliefs were changing and stuff, and him being a teacher, they pretty much got rid of him out of that church, kind of as you would an excommunication. So he left his wife and child and went over to the island and kind of surrounded himself by this farm and was all alone.
Okay, so like Elisa said, he left his wife and his family. That was around the 1950s, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And really no one understood what his reasoning for this was. But later they said that Don Julian was not necessarily of sound mind.
Well, and it makes you wonder, though, like, if he got excommunicated for his beliefs, like, how out there were they?
Well, yeah, there must have been something going on there.
Well, and he's preaching to everyone, right? So right. If he's preaching to them his beliefs,
right,
then that's got to probably cause issues,
mm-hmm.
right?
Because oh, yeah.
I know of people who have had mental breakdowns,
yeah,
and they end up being hospitalized and saying that they're creating their own religion and they've spoken to God, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's not that far out there to think something like that could happen.
Oh, no.
Not at all. Not at all. So anyways, not long after Don Julian went to this island, he made a gruesome discovery one day. He went out and there was this young girl and she had apparently drowned in the canal, you know. And not long after, he said that there was this doll that came kind of floating up into the same spot. And he figured the doll was probably this little girl's, right?
Yeah.
But at any rate, Don Julian took that doll, hung it from a tree, kind of as, and nobody really knows whether it was like a tribute for this drowned little girl or whether it was to, you know, maybe like appease her spirit. And, you know, and some say that it was to, you know, drive away other spirits.
Yeah, there's a few different stories on speculation on how this doll came to be and how this girl came to be. Because ultimately, part of the reason why the family thought that he was going crazy was there was no body. They never
recovered a body.
They never saw her body. There was no proof of a body.
Yeah, just his word.
Well, there was proof of the doll.
Yes.
But there was no proof of
the little girl.
So here's an interesting thought, though. Like, lots of Aztec women and children drowned in this canal,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So what if he saw a little girl floating in the water, mm-hmm. but it wasn't
a real
little girl? It was a ghost. It was
like
a spirit.
Residual.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Because and like I said, there's tons of different stories on how this all came about. And one of them is that he was fishing on the edge, and as he was fishing, this little girl's body just came floating up towards him. And how ironic would it be to have the body come straight to you?
Right.
Right? So this body comes to him and he freaks out and jumps in to try to save her, but realizes she's already dead.
Yeah.
Brings her body up onto shore. And then right as he brings her body up on shore, there comes this doll floating and comes to the same spot the girl's body was. I mean, unless there's a current that goes straight to that.
Yeah.
But then he picks up the doll and he hears the girl say something like, help me. Or he hears the girl talking about like, where's my doll, or, you know, something. And so he hangs it up in the tree.
Yeah.
So I don't know. He ends up moving the doll later, but
yeah. So yeah, he considered himself the caretaker of this little island, this little floating garden, right? And he thought that just this one doll that he hung from the tree, that it wasn't enough and there needed to be more.
Have you heard why? Did you guys read why? Mm-mm. So there, that one of the speculations is that they heard that he heard spirits.
Yes. I did hear that. I didn't write that down, but I did hear that he was hearing like spirits at night,
mm-hmm.
screaming, crying, calling out.
And so to ease their spirits, all of these other spirits of the women and children that have died in these canals, that he was hanging up dolls for each of them.
Yeah.
To try to appease those spirits.
Yeah.
Like, how crazy would your mind have to be? I mean, logically to...
Well, crazy, like, but it's part of it because in different cultures you have certain superstitions too.
Oh, 100%. That's
so
true.
What if this was based more on a superstition of that culture
mm-hmm.
versus his mental state? I mean, I think the two kind of go hand in hand in a way, but I think that this part of it would be more superstition.
Well, and haven't we talked though before that those individuals who have a little bit of mental illness going on, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. We've talked about them being more susceptible to the paranormal.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
And so maybe it's a twofold issue. Maybe it's one of those things where, yeah, he's a little off in the head in that aspect, but because of it, he's now able to hear the pain and suffering that these women and children had at the hands of the conquistadors.
Mm-hmm.
And so now he's hearing their wailing.
Yeah. So maybe he was like more sensitive. And could he actually hear them? Maybe that was
more open.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or he was schizophrenic.
Right.
Well, yeah. Who knows, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody knows. But yeah, for the next 50 years, he would scour the canals, dumpsters, garbage,
mm-hmm.
and find dolls in various states of whatever, you know, some just torsos, some just like the head and, you know,
legs or
various different, pieces.
And so what's interesting about this is, so we went from 1950, now we're in the year 2000.
Yeah.
So we're like pretty much modern era in that avenue.
Yeah. So he didn't even die until 2001.
Yeah.
And they actually found his body in the exact same spot that he said he found that girl.
Yeah.
And he was floating upside down in the water.
Yes. His nephew, Don Julian's nephew, had come to the island that day and he said that he was there to help his uncle plant some vegetation, right?
So yeah.
Some plants. And so he went over to the other side of the little island and he was planting pumpkins. And when he come back across the island and he was looking for his uncle and calling for his uncle, and that's where he discovered his uncle was face down in that canal in the exact same spot that his uncle had always claimed to have seen this little drowned girl.
God, that's crazy.
Yeah.
It's fantastical of a story in that avenue, right? It's mm-hmm. like you find a little girl floating in the spot and this is where you die.
Yeah.
And you're obsessed with it. I mean, he has spent his entire 50 years, his last 50 years of his life dedicated
to doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To finding these dolls, to hanging up those dolls. And I mean, if you look at these pictures online or if you look on our Instagram or Facebook and you see these pictures, it is a lot of dolls. I mean,
a lot.
Hundreds and hundreds of dolls. Some say close to 1,000.
And going to be honest, it's pretty creepy.
Lots of spiders.
Oh, my goodness.
Lots of spiders.
But I'm more creeped out from those spiders than I am the dolls.
But it makes sense, though, right? Because like, if you ever go by the water, right, there's always a lot more spiders near the water because that's where all the flies are.
Mm-hmm.
But you have all these dolls hanging up, and then you've got – and they're in various states of decay, right? And obviously – I'll say disrepair, but
yeah, they are.
they're not pretty looking. And then you've got these spiders crawling on them, and it's like it's something straight out of
on
a
them,
horror
out
movie.
Of them,
out of them. Oh my goodness,
it's pretty scary.
It is, yeah.
Well, so, yeah,
but it was really sad because you know his family doubts most of his family doubts the reality of this little girl since a body was never recovered. They have mm-hmm. doubts. They just think he was out of his mind. But, you know, in all honesty, whatever Don Julian's, you know, reality of this young girl was, he devoted the rest of his life
mm-hmm.
to doing this for her and for other spirits. So,
yeah. And they say also that he was eating like a lunch or dinner or something right on the edge. And he had a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
And fell into the water. But instead of saying he fell into the water, the story is that her spirit came and pulled him under.
Of course.
Yes.
So. But they did say he actually drowned, though. So if he had a heart attack, fell in the water, he ended up ultimately drowning.
Yep.
And that's possible, too, though. Like, mm-hmm. if you are starting to have a heart attack.
Yes.
I mean, you're still alive, right?
Right. At that point. You fall into the water.
And then you obviously can't help yourself at that point. Because it's from the pictures that I've seen of that area where that spot where he would drown,
mm-hmm.
it's really not that high. It's only like, I don't know, maybe 6 inches, 8 inches. It's not like it's a big drop off to the water point. It's really low. And so he would be able to crawl back in if he was able. Yeah, if he was able.
But when you're having a heart attack, you know.
You're not going to be able to.
Yeah. But at this point, a lot of tourists, once they heard of this news, a lot of tourists started coming to the island and they bring their own dolls
mm-hmm.
and hang like as tribute. And,
yeah.
You know, so.
Well, and he even built there's a shrine built to mm-hmm. the first doll that's on that island.
Yeah. The oldest doll.
He built a shack and it's kind of like a shed.
Mm-hmm.
And inside the shed, I don't know, how big would you say it was, like 20 by 10?
Maybe,
if that.
And that's a big shed, though.
It's
Well, it's long, but it's not super...
And it's not a fully... I don't think it has four walls.
I think, yeah, it has four walls.
Does it have four walls?
I think so.
The front of it, when I saw it, looked like that front piece wasn't like a full wall.
I think maybe not.
I think there's two of them. I think there's like
three,
a lean-to, and then...
There's three huts on there.
Yeah.
Right. So
probably one where he slept.
Maybe the one that I don't know. But so it is kind of enclosed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he has this shrine of his favorite doll. It's not even of the original doll. It's of his favorite doll.
Yes.
Now, it would be interesting to find the story of why he has a favorite doll. But he has a favorite doll. He even named it. And then off, still in this shed next to the shrine, is the original doll.
Yes. The one he found after the little girl drowned. So there's lots of variations, too.
Yeah.
Like, we've had different, TV show ghost groups go there, right?
Yeah. So there's been Ghost Adventures.
Yes. There's been Ghost Hunters.
BuzzFeed.
Yes. And also Destination Truth, which is not typically a paranormal show, but it's one that Josh Gates did. I don't know if everybody knows who Josh Gates is, but I think a lot of people out there do.
It was his first shows that he did.
Yeah, if you're in the paranormal.
It was one of his first shows. And in the Destination Truth shows that he did, they do a handful of these paranormal ones.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and that's where I first heard about the Island of Dolls, was from that episode.
Yeah, same here. Same here.
And the guy that did the camera work, was getting the footage, did great of getting all the spiders crawling in and out of everything.
Oh my gosh.
Like, good close-up shots and like...
The creep factor.
Yeah, like makes your skin crawl. So what are some of the other variations of this story that we have?
Well, in true Ghost Adventure fashion, you know, they indicate that he was possessed by the dolls. So
he was possessed by the dolls for 50 years. And his possession made him gather more dolls?
Almost like a slave to the dolls. I don't know.
Yeah, this obsession to it.
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder if that's how they thought that's why he died, is that he ended up getting possessed by the dolls, and then he, in true Aztec fashion, in that way, he threw himself into the canal and died.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But Ghost Adventures, they actually brought a doll named Harold.
I heard about this, yes.
To bring to the island. And before they go to the island, they are in Mexico and they go see this psychic medium, which they open up the doll, like they have it all boxed up and everything. They open it up for her. And she was like, you need to be careful of this doll. It has five spirits attached to it. And one of the owners of the doll was a woman who had gone crazy living in a psychiatric hospital. And she said that if they are not careful with this doll, that they could get sick because of the manifestations from the doll.
Right.
And they have to be super careful with it physically because the left arm, it was about to be broken off. So they had to be really careful holding it. Well, Zach picked the doll up. He was the only one to touch the doll, put the doll down, and then when they go back to the car, Zach has three bruises on his left bicep. So just right there on his bicep, three bruises. He's like, I didn't bump into anything. I didn't hit anything. Nothing. He's like, but it's weird to think that it's her left arm that's coming off, and I'm the only one who touched it, and now I have three bruises.
On my left arm.
And what's also interesting to know is that it's three.
Right.
Yeah.
So that, you know, in the paranormal, three is not a good thing.
No.
So when you get scratched by a bad entity, it's usually three scratch marks. So it's interesting that it's three bruises. Yes. And they're like little tiny ones, like little tiny finger ones.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting about this doll that Zach had as well is, and I don't think this was him that tried to do this, but this was like a previous owner or something had tried to burn this doll because it was evil, right? Because they knew it was evil. Weird things were happening. It wasn't good. So they tried to set it on fire and it would not burn.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, when they take this doll to the island, Zach starts opening up the doll. So they're in the shed. So picture them. They're in this shed where the shrine is and everything. And they're like, we've got to do this right. And they start taking the doll out. And as they're taking the doll out, there's probably a good 100 plus dolls in this shed.
They're everywhere.
They are hanging from the ceiling. They're hanging on the walls. They're on top of other things, right? So just imagine you're in a room full of them. And they're in there unloading this doll to place in there. And another doll that's hanging up on the wall starts laughing.
I'm gone.
It goes, no joke, for like 20 seconds.
Wow.
And it just keeps laughing. So they start taking this doll out, and all of a sudden this random doll on the side of the wall is like, you know? And right. So they get freaked out. They book it out, and they're like, what the heck just happened? And it's like still going. And you know, like those pole dolls, like where it has like the little pole string in the back or whatever.
They don't go for 20 seconds.
They don't go for 20 seconds. No, they go for like
2 or 3 seconds.
Yeah. 5 at most.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They don't go very long.
And let me tell you, when these dolls are weathered, they are weathered. They are not brand new dolls. You like, they look like a hot mess.
Oh, yeah. They're decrepit.
You
they
know?
Are decrepit.
And so there's no batteries. There's no electricity, you know, so there's no...
A lot of them are missing their, like the ones that have the pull strings and stuff are actually missing like their little voice box thingies.
Mm-hmm.
So how does this doll laugh
for without 20 these seconds?
For 20 seconds.
So I don't know. That was pretty crazy.
That's crazy. Although what's interesting is, so when Josh Gates was there, and he was there like probably 2 or 3 years mm-hmm. prior to Ghost Adventure showing up.
If not earlier. Yeah.
They were in that same hut, right? And they're sitting there doing an EVP session, and this doll starts laughing on the wall.
I wonder if it was the same one.
See, I wonder the same thing too. But he walks over there, mm-hmm. right? Instead of running out the door and, mm-hmm. you know, freaking out,
Ghost Adventures fashion.
Right, exactly. He walks over to the doll, and I wouldn't have touched it because as soon as he goes to grab it, a spider runs into it. And I'm like, yeah. But he grabs the doll, right, and mm-hmm. turns it over. And there's just two wires where the voice box is supposed to be.
There's nothing.
There's no voice box.
Yeah, I bet
no
it was.
No batteries, no nothing. Nothing.
Nothing.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
and,
like.
Well, and there's another part. And I don't know if this was Josh Gates' Destination Truth or if this was Ghost Hunters in the early years where they kind of zoom in on this one doll that has both eyes closed or just one closed, and they zoom in on it, and like one of the eyes goes whoop and flips open.
Woo, man.
I think it was Destination Truth. And I believe that's
can't remember.
Destination Truth season 3, episode 2, I believe, if anybody wants to go. And
I think so.
You can look at that on Discovery Plus. You do have to pay for it. Same with the Ghost Adventures episode of Doll Island. You have to pay for that as well on Discovery Plus.
So, on Expedition X, when there was Jason Haas, Jessica Chobot, and Phil Torres. So Jessica and Phil and Jason were in there interviewing the nephew of the previous owner of Don Julian. And because he's now the one that has taken over the island and taking care of it. But he is living like 20 minutes away. He doesn't even want to live on the island, right?
I wouldn't want to live on the island either, to be honest.
You know, the dolls, I could probably handle the spiders.
The spiders.
I could not. I couldn't
no
do it.
No way. No way. So they go into this shack and interviewing him. And during the interview, Jessica started feeling uneasy. She started getting chills. And like you can see her, and she's trying to be like super calm and not do anything about it, right? But you see her just going like, ugh, you know? And so what they did is later that night during the investigation, she agreed to do a solo investigation in there and be by herself. And they would be on the outside with their cameras watching her. So she agrees to it. She sits down inside and it's dark and she has some lights up in front of her and they're turned on a little bit. They're pretty dim though. And she's just sitting there and all of a sudden these lights go full blast all at the same time. And she's like, oh, crap, guys, and starts freaking out and is like, this just happened. And then it was funny because Jason's like, ask them to turn it down. And she's like trying to catch her cool. She's like, okay. How do you say that in Spanish? And then so she says it in Spanish. And then a few seconds later, the lights flicker really fast. So they dim down and then go full bright again. And so they're like, okay, well, let's just take out the lights and see if it's just a mechanical thing, right? So they take the lights out and she's still sitting there and you can tell she's scared as crud. And Jason pipes in with the radio and he's like, one of the dolls is moving. You need to go look at it. And she's like, okay. And it's one of the ones hanging from the ceiling. So she goes and she walks over and tries to find which doll is swinging. And she finds it. And literally, okay, these dolls are like inches apart. There are so many. They are inches apart. And there's these two particular ones that are very close. And one of them is just swaying back and forth.
Just one.
Just one. The other one's not even moving, even in the slightest. It's just one. And she's like, there is no breeze. There is no reason for this doll to be moving. I mean, there's nothing getting to the shed. So she didn't know how that one was just moving on its own. So she sees it and then she's like, holy cow. And walks, kind of starts walking over to the shrine. And as she's walking over there, she hears a doll go, Mama.
Oh, no.
And she's like, I'm done. I'm done. That's it. That's it. And she books it out of there. And they later looked back at their recordings and Jason and Phil caught a EVP of a girl speaking Spanish, of a little girl speaking Spanish that sounds like help me. Aww. In Spanish.
That's so sad.
It is so sad.
Yeah. Well, it is reported to be one of the most haunted places in Mexico, too.
I can see that, right? But
yeah.
In the same token, though, like, how many of the most haunted places can you find in a country in that avenue?
So here's what my thought is really on it. I think it's one of the most known haunted places in Mexico. Yes. And there you get a lot of tourist YouTubers, ghost groups going out there. So I think it's just more readily known. And well, maybe because it's that's so
weird. I mean, it's
different.
It's an island full of dolls.
Yeah.
Hanging creepy dolls. Like, that is not a common...
It's not at all. But you do have to be careful, though, because if you go down to Mexico and you ask to go to Island of the Dolls, a lot of the times they will take you to a fake Island of the Dolls.
There are a couple fake ones that they have made.
Yes, yeah. There are.
So they say if you're going to go that, like, any of you are going to take that trip all the way to Mexico just for this trip. But if you do, they say that it's better if you find a local that has a boat and that you can just pay them for them to take you to the actual island.
Yes.
Otherwise, you'll go on this big, long tour. Because, I mean, it's 2 hours by boat, right?
It is.
So, yeah. It's a trip.
So if you're going to take this trip, you do that. Or if you do the tours and they take you to random islands, they say sometimes you'll get the island and sometimes you won't. Most of the time you won't. But it's like a 4-hour boat ride if you do it with a tour.
Yep.
So find a local.
Find a local for sure.
Well, you got to wonder though, because like when we watched the BuzzFeed episode, it was Don Julian's nephew that took him out to the island. Yeah. So it's like you just got to find essentially Don Julian's nephew.
Yes.
And if you can get a hold of him and get permission to go out to the island, I'm sure he'll take you out there.
Oh, that would be cool.
That would be awesome.
At least that way you'd know you're going to the right place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they do, like, so you see a lot of YouTubers, like, Exploring with Josh. There was another guy that went who said, I've been here 4 times or 3 times previously trying to get to Island of the Dolls, and I have failed each time. This was his 4th time going, and he finally made it. They took one of these very colorful Mexican gondolas.
Oh,
they're
beautiful.
They're beautiful. They're vibrant. They're colorful. And it does. They just do it with, like, you know, the stick and push the boat along. And it does. It takes 2 hours.
So long.
So long. So long. But they finally made it to the right one.
Well, and then when BuzzFeed went there, they were interviewing the nephew.
Yeah.
And they were like, so who do you think haunts this place? And he was like, I think the little girl that drowned haunts this place because I can hear her at night.
Oh, wow.
Like, I can hear her speaking at night. And he's like, and my uncle, I think, is here. Because
he says his uncle walked with a cane and he can hear the cane.
Yeah, and he can hear the cane at night.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if he stuck around. Like, this is a place that
he was obsessed about.
Yeah.
Well, he devoted 50 years of his life to it.
Yeah. Exactly. And whether it's his spirit, his actual spirit there, or if it's just residual, mm-hmm, right? But because there was so much, he had so much love and dedication to this island and to these dolls that you could imagine that would be imprinted on this island.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. That energy.
That energy would get imprinted there.
100%.
Well, and if you're freaking out all the time by hearing all of these dolls or all of these spirits and feel the necessity to hang up dolls to appease them, that's got to be stressful all on its own. I mean, in my personal opinion, if it was that stressful, I felt like I had to hang up all these dolls, I would have just left. You know, I wouldn't have stayed there, but something kept him there. Something pulled him to be isolated on this island.
For 50 years. So, like,
yeah,
you got to figure in 50 years how many chances he had to leave and to go back to what we would call a normal life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they would do trades and stuff for their vegetation.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so he had plenty of opportunity. You know, it was always there for him. So, but
and I'm sure
there must have just been this pull.
And I'm sure he had a boat that he could travel on to go get supplies. And of course, he was going through dumpsters and stuff, right? Which means he had to make the trip back into town.
Yeah.
And a way to carry them all and all of that.
And it makes you wonder, at any point, do you think he ever actually thought about leaving? You know what I mean? Like, you ever think that, I mean, because sometimes when we do things, something new or we move, you know, we always kind of second guess it and like, maybe I should just leave or maybe I should go back. And, you know, I just wonder, did that ever once cross his mind in those 50 years?
Especially with leaving his wife and
his family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was something, there was definitely something there, right? Mm-hmm. Like some pull, you know, whether it was mental illness, whether it was, you know, maybe just a lot of grief or, you know, maybe the issue was, you know, a lot of people in Mexico are very, at least from my understanding, are very religious. They're very Catholic.
Very spiritual. Mm-hmm.
Right. And if he started moving away from those teachings and started kind of bringing in his own thought processes and got excommunicated, you know, maybe it was to the point where his wife's like, dude,
you're gone.
Yeah.
Like, we are not even on the same page anymore.
So maybe it wasn't so much that
He left them
that he felt like he had no choice because he was being pushed out.
Or like he had no place to go. And so this is the only place he had left and where he could be alone and still have his beliefs and
do
his thing and not be persecuted for it.
Yeah. And so like here in Utah, we would just go to the mountains and be a hermit in the mountains, which in Mexico City, in that area, you just go on the canals.
Yeah.
And live on an island.
A floating garden.
Yeah.
Which obviously we see in the past in history where all these people, you know, took off to these canals to hide.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't seem like it's an uncommon thing.
No. No, I mean, you got to figure, like, if this is an area surrounding Mexico City, I don't know if you guys know how big Mexico City is.
Never been there.
The population is 100 million.
That's a lot.
One of the largest cities in the world, or the largest city in the world.
Yeah.
And so if there's all these canals surrounding this city, this massive city, then you've got to figure there's probably 1,000+ miles of canal. And you could literally just disappear. Get lost. Yeah, disappear.
Mm-hmm.
Would be hard.
Yeah. Like, I mean, in the things that I was reading is people would hide bodies there and people would get lost and drowned and all of that. Yeah. So in one of the interviews with the nephew, he was like, whatever happens to the island after I'm gone, I'm going to leave it up to the dead.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's haunting.
Right?
I wonder who's going to take over that one.
Right?
And maybe nobody. It's just like, I mean, it's hard to say. His nephew's not very old.
No.
His nephew's pretty, like, maybe 20s.
Oh, I think he's older.
No, 30s. He's like, I would say 50s.
Is he 50s?
I would say 50s.
I'd say
I'm way off of my 40s. Aging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not a young man, but he's not an old man either.
Yeah. So maybe another 20 years, you know.
Maybe,
Who knows, you know, the state of the affairs at that point in time.
Yeah.
You know, and and he could leave it and maybe nobody takes it over and takes care of it and just sits there and
I bet it's still going to be one of those things where it's just like kind of like a sanctuary almost.
Yeah, I think so.
And people just keep touring to it. Yeah. I bet that's what it's going to turn into.
And adding dolls.
Yeah, people are going to.
They've been doing that for a long, long time. Well, they have a grave marker there. It's not his actual grave, of course, but it's like a plaque that honors Don Julian. And then also this little girl makes mention of this little girl.
So it's their memorial, their marker.
Basically, yeah. But that being said, did they ever say what they did with his body? Like, was he buried? Was he cremated and then, like, spread in the canals or on the island? Was there any mention?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't. I couldn't find anything on that. I'm sure there's something out there.
It makes you curious.
Yeah.
But.
I mean, he technically could be buried on the island, right?
I don't think he is, though.
I don't think he is, but I could see them, like, cremating him and, like, spreading his ashes through the canal or the island or whatever. Because, I mean, think about it. He was devoted to this place.
Well, and I think the nephew had the rights over what happened to his body afterward.
Yeah, I imagine so.
And it seems like it was like, what do I do? I don't know. And but I don't know what happened, what decision he made after that. Yeah. But.
I guess we're always going to wonder.
Just let him float down the canal.
Yeah.
Let Mother Nature bury him where he needs.
I don't know.
So some of the things that like visitors have said and tales that are reported for the island is that that of what has happened there is routinely there's people that hear dolls whispering to each other up in the trees. Sailors have reported that they have felt unusual yearnings to visit the island, like that pull to go to the island when they are sailing by it. And local legends say that the dolls can move their arms and legs. They roll their eyes at people and even turn their heads and stare blankly at a visitor to the island.
Well, the staring blankly I get because
they're dolls. But they all rolling blankly. Their eyes, you get a mental picture of the like people who are springing another doll and they're like, another one. You know, and they roll their eyes.
It's like, I got a doll. I know where you want to go. But they say they hear the girl, the spirit of the girl that washed up, hear her say, I want my doll.
Oh, wow.
So that would be cool to catch.
Yeah, and we'll definitely be posting pictures.
Oh yeah,
of Island of the Dolls on our social media pages.
Yeah,
yeah, and there's sure. And there's lots of pictures out there.
All creepy.
Just do a Google search. You'll find everything you're looking for.
and then a few extras on top of it.
I know. So I was pulling up pictures because I was typing about it, and my kids came up, and my 4-year-old was like. Oh, creepy doll. Oh, I don't want to see that.
I'd be like, then look away.
I know. He's like, why are you looking at scary dolls? Like, I'm not going to tell you why. Okay, move on.
Yeah. If you're, what is it called? Pediophobia. If you have pediophobia.
This is not for you.
This is not your place.
This is not the place you want to go.
Or a phobia of spiders.
Yeah. If you're arachnophobic. Oh,
yeah. Not for you.
Not a place to go.
Okay. So I was watching a clip. And I believe it was BuzzFeed.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think I know what you're talking about.
Okay, they zoom in on the original doll.
Yes.
Okay, they zoom in on the original doll. And as he was zooming in, this nasty, ugly black spider, and it's rather large, comes out from the doll's belly.
Yeah.
And just like half of its body like creeps out and like...
Stands there
like to it's like
guarding.
Like this is mine. Like,
because I don't know if they were gonna like touch it or put an offering by it or whatever at the moment that spider just happened to crawl out.
But it wasn't even all the way out. It was just like halfway out with like 4 legs poking out.
Oh, it was nasty.
Like, ew.
It's black. It's big and it's thick.
Mm-hmm.
Like this
it's
is a
healthy spider.
It is a very healthy spider. Huge. Huge. But that being said, when Ghost Hunters went there, did Steve? I believe Steve went.
See,
and he is horribly scared of spiders. Oh, he hates them.
Steve would have had to fly.
I don't think
so. I kind of think that he was there.
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
It's been a hot minute since I've seen that episode.
Well, see, now I'm going to have to go and buy it on there. And I'm going to have to watch it. Oh, no, wait. We have all the seasons of Ghost Hunters on DVD.
Yeah.
Well, heck.
Why
didn't we watch that before we started this podcast?
Because they're in storage in the totes. I didn't want to dig through them.
And there's a lot of totes.
But yeah, so like while they were walking through, I mean, when we say there's a lot of spiders... it's everywhere you turn, everywhere you turn. And when you're walking around, they were showing the camera all around and there are spider webs galore. And not only are there spider webs, there are tons of spiders hanging
from these spider webs.
I mean, just hanging there, just waiting. I'm like, ugh, okay, I don't even want to go.
You walk into them, you walk under them.
Screw the paranormal stuff. Those spiders scare the junk out of me. There's no way.
Yeah.
You don't want to sit down.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to even, I wouldn't even want to go on the island because of the spiders.
No way, man.
The dolls, okay, but the spiders.
Put me in a big fat suit where they can't get to me, I'll be good. But
there's a Lisa walking with a hazmat suit on.
That's the only way you're getting me on that island.
They find a way to get in.
Yeah, they only need a quarter inch gap to get in, or less than a quarter inch gap.
Don't tell me that.
Oh, sorry.
Oops, too late.
Sorry.
You can't unhear it.
Yeah, this is, I think it's an actually, like, as far as places are concerned, like, it has definitely got the creep factor for it. And mainly, it's a lot of the dolls, right? And as Lisa said, the spiders, too, because they, you know, they've webbed over these dolls. And so now you got a doll that's, you know, broken and misshapen and miscolored and weathered, horribly weathered.
And then a spider crawls out of its eye socket.
Yeah. And then, or crawls like around it.
It's literally like out of a horror show, what they would put in a horror show, but it's like real life.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. It's just absolutely just nuts. So, do you have anything else?
No, that's pretty much it. Honestly,
that's it.
Yeah. I think we got a pretty good cover on this subject. Like there's, it's interesting because there's, I mean, the place is ancient, right? I mean, we're talking 1250 BC or 1200 something BC to, or 1300
BC. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's, you know, the area is 3000 years old of occupation. And so, you know, there's lots of history there, but as far as this island, there's really only, you know, 50 years of history that we want to cover.
Mm-hmm. Of solid history that we can find.
It's not that solid in that avenue.
No.
But if you think about it, there's a lot of people who have died in these canals.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And have gone up missing and all these women and all of that. So
women, children.
Yeah.
People being dumped.
Mm-hmm. Probably. Yeah.
And I'm sure there's still bodies that get found there. You know, I'm sure can kind of be like a dumping ground. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Because
those
are good places to hide.
Yeah, if you wanna go hide a body.
Remember back in the day when you can ask Siri, where can I hide a body? And then it tells you all the places where dump sites are.
Oh no. That's awful.
Yeah. I may or may not have done that up, you know.
Lisa.
Yes, but did Island of the Dolls ever come up?
No.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Yeah, keep one eye on you.
Right.
No dead bodies for me.
So with that, we'll just I just want to thank you all for listening to this episode. And where can they find us?
You can find us on Facebook on Cold Spot Paranormal Research. You can also find us on Facebook on Paranormal Peeps Podcast.
Yeah, and you can find us on Twitter at CPR Paranormal and on Instagram at coldspot_paranormal_research. And like always, stay ghosty, my peeps. Thank you for listening to the Paranormal Peeps Podcast. You can find us on social media at Twitter at CPR Paranormal, on Facebook at Paranormal Peeps Podcast and Cold Spot Paranormal Research, And you can find us on Instagram at coldspot_paranormal_research.